Back here at Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio State beats Bowling Green tonight by a count of 89-58. Time now to talk with BGSU head coach Michael Huger. And, Coach, a tough night tonight for your squad. Buckeyes came out and jumped out to a 22-4 lead, and you really never could get back in the game. It looked like their physicality was a huge factor early on, especially.
It definitely was a huge factor. They did a real good job of using their physicality. Went inside right away and, you know, established their presence on the inside. And, you know, we couldn't get stops. And, you know, if you can't get stops and you can't score, you're in trouble. And that's what we were. We couldn't score. It took a long time. We were on four, it seems like forever. And we were on zero, it seems like forever. But, you know, we were able to fight back and, you know, be competitive on our end. So that was the thing. We did some things good and cleaned up some things. But still wasn't enough to get us back in the game.
Ultimately, too, in that first half when the Buckeyes pulled out to a big lead, even some of the shots that looked like they were pretty good shots, it just didn't make any, and that's sort of been the theme of the Western Carolina game and this game. Shots just aren't going in right now.
Yeah, it's not. You know, we got to get in the gym and continue to work on our shot, you know, continue to be confident in our ability to make shots and understand good shots and bad shots, and you know, those are the things that we got to continually work on.
Also, still seems like some of these disparate pieces that you have that haven't played together a lot, still seems like some of the guys are feeling their way and maybe playing, thinking it instead of just playing it, right?
Yeah, you have definitely some of that, but at some point you have to understand now it's just basketball. You know, it's not all the thinking and the other things that they're trying to do. We still got to do a great job of defending, and we got to do a great job of sharing the ball. And we haven't done that, you know, and that's been the difference in the games.
Second half, you played a lot of zone, if not almost exclusively the zone, and the game just sort of slowed down and devolved with the big margin. But did you see something in your zone defensive play that could build for the future?
Yes, it definitely slowed them down in the zone. You know, that made them move the ball a little bit. They didn't score as easy against the zone. We were actually able to rebound out of the zone, surprisingly. Normally when you're in the zone, you don't rebound the ball as well. But we were able to do a good job of rebounding.
Coach, there are a lot of times there's nothing you can do about not being physically as strong as your opponent. But did you feel sometimes tonight Ohio State kind of bullied you?
I mean, I wouldn't say that they bullied us. I think they took full advantage of their situation. We had to be tougher. If we were tougher, we could have fought them off a little bit more, but we weren't tough. We weren't tough tonight, and, you know, that's the part that I'm most disappointed in.
You got Friday night now with Norfolk State to try and get things turned back around, and I guess tonight there's one of two ways you can go, right? You can try and get better off it, or you can sulk about it and let it affect the next game, right?
Yep.
You got a choice to make.
Yep, we got to get back to work. That's the thing. This stuff don't stop for you. It don't worry about Bowling Green. Basketball going to still continue. So we got to pick up the pieces and be ready to go to battle with Norfolk. You know, they were an NCAA team last year. Very good team as well. We got to come ready to play. No nights off.
All right, Coach, we'll see you there on Friday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. The Falcons come up short tonight, 89-58 here in Columbus.